Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, relying on sanctions to deter President Putin from invading Ukraine, now says reporters are playing a game with him by announcing his deterrence didn't work. A CBS News reporter asked Biden a question Thursday in Europe.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no.
Biden administration officials over the last few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter. The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect.
President Biden said Thursday he would support Russia being expelled from the G20 over its invasion of Ukraine, further isolating Vladimir Putin on the international stage. We are USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
President Biden travels to Poland today during his European tour aimed at coordinating the West's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Upon his arrival at the airport, Biden will be greeted by Polish President Duda and receive a briefing on the humanitarian response to the war. He'll also meet with service members from the 82nd Airborne Division in-country before traveling to Warsaw in the evening. A former House Speaker in Michigan is facing some serious charges.
Among other things, Democrats in Lansing, Michigan want the committee to investigate whether former House Speaker Lee Chatfield committed financial improprieties while in office. Chatfield, a Republican who was Speaker last term before leaving due to term limits, has been under scrutiny since his sister-in-law alleged he began sexually assaulting her when she was a minor. Current Republican House Speaker Jason Wentworth opposes forming the panel, saying the police are investigating. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Fauci on ABC News is raising more alarm bells for the possibility of another surge of COVID-19 in America.
I'm not so sure. I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different. I don't see us going back into any more really very strict kinds of restrictions, but you always have to have the flexibility.
Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax overnight says Dr. Fauci is once again misrepresenting the data.
I think it should surprise no one that he's misinterpreting the data. If you look at the data right now, we have the lowest amount of people getting infected each day. If you look at the data, we have the lowest amount of people in the intensive care unit. If you look at the data, we have the lowest amount of people dying since the pandemic began. So really what we're seeing is the waning ebb of the pandemic. Not a resurgence, not a surge. Could be one, perhaps, but he's the eternal pessimist, already talking about, well, we need to put the stickers back on the ground 6 feet apart and put your plexiglass up. None of that worked. None of that changed the trajectory. The mask didn't work. None of what he promoted worked.
An unidentified 14-year-old boy died after falling from an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. The teenager was on the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park when he fell to his death around 11 p.m. Eastern last night. Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed the boy had been taken to a nearby hospital where he eventually died from his injuries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and every day it becomes more complicated because, you know, we have a better understanding of just how insane it is. And we're going to be talking about making sense of the nonsense in a world where truth is no longer a defense. And what I realized the other day when I said that for the first time, I said, truth is no longer a defense. It's become an offense. People are offended by the truth. I mean, they can't even answer a simple question like, what is a woman? And we're not asking somebody out there, you know, just walking the street, but we're talking a potential Supreme Court justice cannot answer a simple question like, what is a woman? And she was stifled also on that same day by John Kennedy, who asked her, you know, when does life begin? She couldn't answer that either. Well, here to talk about his latest book as well, and this is like the second part of Transcendent Truth. His book, Dangerous God, A Defense of Transcendent Truth, the attorney and award-winning author, Albert Norton, joins us. Hey, Albert, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you back. We're crazy, aren't we? I mean, this has absolutely gone bonkers. When you're talking with somebody who has been touted, oh, and everybody, you know, all the Democrats, oh, she's so intelligent, she's so smart and everything, and on the surface, and that's like a lot of people, you know, going in, you might think they're so smart, until you ask them a couple questions, you go, well, maybe not so smart.
Yeah, well, you know, you said something interesting there in your lead up to this, that the truth is an offense. And that's actually true. And I have not really thought of it in that way exactly why. I mean, I can see that it's an offense, but why? And I think the reason is that the expectation on you is that you're supposed to be thinking a whole different way. Mm-hmm. So the idea of what truth even is, I think we have to back up a step and think of it ontologically. I mean, where does truth even come from? What is this thing that we all call truth?
Right.
Because I think what's happening is, you know, we wring our hands about, gee whiz, what kind of a weird thing did I hear today that's just completely opposite of reality?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we have to do is draw back a little bit and see things in a longer movement of time and understand these tectonic plates that are under I would call them and analogize them to the way the culture is evolving. And it's evolving away from this idea that there is an objective truth, that we're just seeing the manifestations of it.
Exactly. Well, and you hit a good point here, and that is that we've got to go back. I've been saying we've got to return to first principles. These are foundational issues. And truth is absolutely foundational, because if you have no truth, then everything else falls apart on itself.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, you got to go back to its origin and realize where did truth come from? If you have no truth, we have no gravity. Right? Right. I mean, as simple as that, we have no oxygen, can't breathe. There's no truth. It all implodes on itself. And it's so dangerous that we would turn our back on the truth. So, you know, we know this, you know, for those of us who read the Bible and understand the book of Judges, it's that cyclic expression of man begins to see things according to their own ways. They turn their back on God and they get themselves in trouble. They cry out to God. God sends a judge, a leader to save them. You know, they renew their faith and they're back with God again until they're not. And here, this is where America has come to, and the world, for that matter, because the thing is, what we're failing to see here is America's influence as that light on a shining hill that Ronald Reagan expressed. Our light is dimming because of the breakdown of our morality. We're not fooling anybody. I mean, everybody in the world knows about the corruption in our government. Okay, they all know about it. I mean, even to the point when they go to meet with the Chinese pretty much tells Blinken and the American delegation, get off your self-righteous high horse. We know who you are. And they do know, because they've bought all these politicians. They've got them in their pocket, and they've sold America out. And that's just, you know, one minor issue here. So all this breakdown, the foundational infrastructure of our country, of our belief system, and everything has been compromised because we decided to turn our back on the truth. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate. We've put people, these foreign, other countries that the United States was formerly so important to, we put them in the position of being able to say, well, what's important about you? What's special about you? What do you have to offer us other than maybe you have a stronger military? Where's the principle behind it? And I think the reason we've gotten to that is exactly the fact that we need to get back to first principles. But here's the thing. First principles being the objectivity of right and wrong and truth and falsity. But I don't think we get back to that without first understanding the principalities and powers that are arrayed against us in that effort.
Yes.
And that means we got to go, while we're trying to get back to first principles of this objectivity of truth, I think we have to understand why we're not at that point now. And the way to do that is to understand the trends in thought that are long in evolution in our culture, and we'd have to read them and understand them, even if we don't like them.
That's
because
right.
Otherwise, nothing makes sense. I mean, you're talking about Supreme Court nominee. She's saying this stuff, and we're thinking, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a little bit different in a Supreme Court nominee kind of context for various reasons having to do with the law, and I'm a lawyer. Mm-hmm. But still, the reason we can hear stuff like that, and it actually is plausible for legal theorists is precisely because there are trends in postmodern thought that have brought us to this point. We need to understand them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've abandoned common sense. I mean, that's really, and of course, we're warned about this, Albert, as you know. You know, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, there will be that time when that which is good is called evil, evil good. And my goodness, we are right here. And it's ego. Okay, what do we do? How do we reverse the course? And you and I agree we need to return to first principles. So how do we do that? I mean, I don't know. Maybe we just need to keep falling off the roof and getting hurt enough to realize that, yeah, gravity does exist. So maybe we better reconcile our ways here to some truth foundational issues. Otherwise, we're going to end up killing ourselves.
Absolutely. In some of my reading, just in recent days, I was reading about modern pragmatism, reading about Richard Rorty and his chief influencer, John Dewey. These are people we should understand. We don't have to buy into their philosophy and don't even necessarily need to know their names, but we need to know the trend and the ideas. And that philosophy says, look, truth is overrated. We shouldn't even be thinking about truth. We should be thinking about process and methodology so we can all get on the same page about things to this utopia that we are trying to get to. So stop being so focused on objective truth. That's what's going on out there.
Exactly. It's like everybody's out there trying to build their own version of the Tower of Babel, right?
Exactly. That's a great illustration, because what happened in the Tower of Babel? What happened is you got technology, you've got you've got this hubris that we are going to build our own structure and replace the objective truth structure that God presents.
Exactly. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Albert Norton right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit. Even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know if you saw this the other night, but it was during a women's swimming event when Leah Thomas was leading the charge at the NCAA championship swim meet. And the one woman was saying, this is unfair. You know, that's a man in the pool. That's not a woman competing against other girls. And she got in a little bit of a conversation with a gentleman that was in front of her, And he took exception to that. And, you know, I thought it was quite interesting, Albert. I mean, his question was, are you a biologist? How do you know that that's a man and not a woman? And she says, well, I'm not a vet, but I know a dog when I see one.
Well, it's an interesting way to pose it. What do you mean,
yeah,
are you a biologist? Because if you're going to defer to what science says about this, then why are you upset at the comment that somebody would say that boys are boys and girls are girls? I mean, mm-hmm. That is biology.
Exactly. But this is where we are right now. And the reason we bring this up only is because let's expose the culture for where it is right now. I mean, this is very dangerous. We've abandoned truth to such a degree that it's absolutely nonsensical. And you think, oh, my gosh, what are we going to, you know, what's going to happen with our kids and our grandkids and kids that aren't even born yet, which is a whole nother story. But still, you know, how much crazier has it got to be? And now you have instructionals. I mean, things that were even brought up again in this Senate hearing of what these kids are being, you know, being educated with, and you go, whoa, this is a suspension of reality. What is happening?
It's worrisome. You know, if you stop and think about it for a second, so we have the sexual revolution. We have the dismantling of families as a result. Now we have gender confusion. And the thing about this is a 20th century phenomenon, basically 21st century. This is unprecedented in the whole history of the world. And so there must be some large philosophical movement that's behind it all that brings us to this pass. And I think we need to really understand it.
Well, I think you touched on it just a moment ago in the first segment, and that is understanding that there are spiritual forces that are coming into play here, because it's almost like, again, you know, when you have Billy Graham before he dies, and Billy Graham, I mean, I don't ever recall Billy Graham ever talking about, you know, the prophetic, the end days or anything like that. Rarely did it ever come up. And he was asked pointedly, he says, well, Dr. Graham, do you believe that these are the last days? And he goes, I believe these are the last of the last days. And I thought it was quite profound that he would have that. It was almost like a bidding admonition to those that were going to be left behind that we needed to beware that these are the last of the last days. And so as you understand and apprehend that idea, you got to know that Satan and all these principalities and these forces that you're talking about that are operating in the supernatural realm, they're freaking out because they see the signs at a better, you know, at a better viewpoint than we do. We kind of see the signs a little bit, but they're seeing them much more clearly. And I got to imagine that they're freaking out like you can't even imagine, because they know that, you know, their playtime is coming to an end.
Yeah, it's alarming, but I think our job is to not give up.
Yes.
And to keep pressing forward and do the best that we can with what we have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before the break, you mentioned the Tower of Babel story. And if I can just expand on that thought for a second, you know, that's whether you believe in God or not, there's wisdom in Genesis and in the Bible as a whole, of course, but these are paradigm setting stories for all of humanity and human nature and what we should understand about human beings set forth there in Genesis. And this is one of those stories. So you got technology combined with hubris. We're going to build a tower. So this is a structure that competes with, takes the place of the objective reality that God creates. And what happens? Well, when it collapses, people are scattered and their language has changed. Mm-hmm. Well, symbolically, I think what that means is we can no longer understand each other, and we talk right past each other, and we're not even, almost literally not speaking the same language. We may be using the same words, mm-hmm. but the definitions are different, and every assumption that underlies them is different. And so that's what's going on when people say that boys are girls, girls are boys. And that's what we're kind of up against, really.
Yeah, and the thing is that, like you said, we have to continue the good fight. You know, in the book of Ephesians, it says, having done all to stand, you keep standing. You got to keep fighting. You got to wear your full armor of God and understand that it is a spiritual battle, to your exact point that you're making here, but that we're never to give up, because God has a plan. I mean, his plan is, I mean, the plans of man, the plans of the evil one, those all pale in significance. They're all going to go away, you know, because the one that trumps it all is God Almighty, the one who created it. And so our challenge is to get in sync with what God's doing and his prophetic timeline so that we are serving the kingdom and serving him, right? Because what is going to happen is before all this really implodes or maybe, you know, really gets, I mean, it's getting bad and it will continue to get bad, is there is going to be an incredible revival that takes place. People are praying big time for revival. And I maintain, well, before revival, kind of like what you were suggesting earlier, there's got to be that time, that season of repentance. And that's when you really realize that, wow, we've messed up. We're really messed up here, and we need to get this stinking thinking out of the way, and we need to get right with the truth, get right with God. And then at that point, when we repent, God says, look at, hey, when you repent and you come to me in humility, you're my man, you're my woman, we're going to do this together, and I'm going to forgive your sins and heal your land, he says. Right? In 2 Chronicles 7:14. So that we have to look forward. But that is soon and coming soon, because all the point is that then this will ignite, I believe, the one final great revival, as I read it from the Word of God, where it's going to be, you know, the ultimate last opportunity for those to decide, am I going to follow God? Am I going to come into the kingdom? Am I going to embrace and endear myself to eternal life, or am I going to continue on with my my own Babel building?
That's it. And we have to be shrewd. We have to discern and not just float along with the culture.
Right. And it's a powerful force, because it's getting you to conform in all kinds of ways. I mean, you know, with the cancel culture, I'm thinking about this, Albert. Here it is. Our hard-earned tax money is being used to sell lies to us. You know, they only give money to professors and research companies that fulfill their expected outcome. If they don't, they don't get any money. They're forced to tout certain things from, you know, climate change to COVID. Just go on down the line. It's all being constructed, and the truth is deconstructed. And here we are confused, and then they get upset because we don't believe them.
Right. These are all inducements to us to just kind of go along and don't question things. And they're coercive, and they're increasingly so. You know, it's affecting our livelihood. You mentioned cancel culture. These are things to be wary about, but not to be overly dismayed about. I mean, these are trials, tribulations that we're going to encounter, and we have to stand firm.
But you got to know what you stand on. See, that's
exactly.
That's that you say, go back to the book of Genesis, in the beginning. I mean, you've got to know and have your feet on solid ground and understand it, because you have these forces. And of course, we saw it raise its ugly head during the season of COVID and what they were forcing people to do.
Right. A good general understands his enemy. Yeah. And that's what I would say to anybody who's wringing their hands, are concerned, they're worried, they're reading their Bible, and they don't think they're seeing the answer there. Well, let's not be one hand clapping. There's the Bible and there's the culture around us. How are they different? I think we need to dive deep and discern this, because otherwise we're sitting ducks.
Exactly. And you're right. It requires us to invest time, you know, in this hurry up microwave world in which we live in, where we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. You know, you got to pause. We got to pause, and we've got to be a bit more critical in our thinking and in the process, do we not? We got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
That's very good. That's a very good visual. I do think we need to, you know, the Bible in one hand and the other hand, a careful look at what's really going on around us so we can stand firm.
Well, his new book, Dangerous God, A Defense of Transcendent Truth, is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Albert Norton, thank you. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed,
all
my friend.
Thanks very much.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, relying on sanctions to deter President Putin from invading Ukraine, now says reporters are playing a game with him by announcing his deterrence didn't work. A CBS News reporter asked Biden a question Thursday in Europe.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no.
Biden administration officials over the last few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter.
The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect.
President Biden said Thursday he would support Russia being expelled from the G20 over its invasion of Ukraine, further isolating Vladimir Putin on the international stage. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And kind of a program heads up, if you're hearing us over the weekend, it's a delayed broadcast. So you may hear Bill Martinez live and references to that. And that is because we do air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you're welcome to join us. And all you got to go to is BillMartinezShow.com. And you will find an archive, in addition to being able to connect with us live, an archive of our interviews of these great experts and guests that we bring on the show to help you. I mean, we're here to educate all of us. This idea of a dumbed-down voter, a low-information voter, is unacceptable. Because a dumbed-down and low-information voter gets you the government that we have right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this is on us, because this is a government of, for, by, and we, the people. The author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, he's a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, Dr. Wilford Riley joins us now. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you. I mean, look at 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I mean, you could probably really expand this dramatically, especially when it comes to a Supreme Court nominee. And it hit me the other day. You know, when you go into their courtroom, they say you must, you know, you got to put your hand in the Bible and swear you're going to tell the whole truth and nothing but. But yet when they are applying for a job, I guess that doesn't count. You know, of course, they don't. They don't, you know, they're not sworn in. So it's a lot of opinion, a lot of obfuscation. And meanwhile, you're left scratching your head. And I'm going, who, after two grueling days here of all these questions and everything, I still don't know who Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is. Do you?
Well, actually, I do, because I read her opinions. I mean, she's a pretty standard liberal justice. She's intelligent, but I don't think, you know, the best qualified ever to pursue that role. I have a pretty good idea. But, I mean, unless you're going to do that, and, I mean, obviously I teach in political science. I teach some classes in law. These hearings are kind of a kabuki show, and that's very famously what they are. I mean, they're a chance for the party in opposition to cut their campaign commercials. The What you're trying to do as a candidate is not say anything that will disqualify you after what happened to Bork, after what they tried to do to Kavanaugh.
Right.
I mean, we've seen some of the justices on the left accused of things like smoking marijuana. You're trying to give these calm, neutral answers that'll just let you sail through the process. The problem with that is that it often leads to people saying silly things. I mean, Clarence Thomas, who's one of my favorite justices on the court, but I mean, obviously, you know, a Catholic man, a religious guy, he was asked, do you have any thoughts on Roe versus Wade? And he said, well, I've never discussed it. Mm-hmm. Not with colleagues, not at a bar, not with your wife. No, I can't remember any such conversation.
Yes.
Now, obviously, Mr. Justice Thomas has a position on abortion. He just didn't want that to become 25 minutes at the hearings with, you know, Pat Leahy or Joe Biden getting their campaign material.
Mm-hmm.
And with Brown Jackson, this went to new heights, right? I mean, she was asked, well, what do you think a woman is? Let's read these gender cases. She said, well, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. Let's move to the next question. So it sounds ridiculous when you take it out of context. You've never discussed abortion with a woman in your life on a dating relationship. You don't know what a woman is, but that's what these hearings are.
Yeah. Well, it's quite revealing of our culture. And then on top of that, like you said, it becomes a show trial in a sense and an exposition. You got Cory Booker, who doesn't even ask a question, and he goes full blown Jussie Smollett on us.
Well, yeah, I think that the idea was that the Republicans were being a little mean. They were trying to get some points back for Kavanaugh, which might be true. I mean, Brett Kavanaugh was abused during his hearing. I mean, he was asked about sword fights on boats. That's only a slight exaggeration. He was harassing someone's wife and then fighting the guy and taking a knife from him. He was accused of potentially being a gang rapist. I mean, this crazy stuff. The only allegation that may have been at all valid was that he roughly kissed someone on a high school date or at a high school party. And even that, no one could recall where the party was, what had happened. No one was sure that it was Kavanaugh. But, I mean, you're seeing some similar questions come back to Brown Jackson. Mm-hmm. Are you a pedophile? It's sort of. I mean, whatever the case may be, I think Booker responds to that by going really over the top and saying that this was a beautiful moment. He cried when she was in his office. I think he cried again during the hearing.
Yeah, yeah. He went emotional. He had a thrill up his leg. All this other stuff. I mean, it was insane. I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, I got squeamish. It's just like, oh, my God, no, don't stop. But he just kept on going and didn't even ask a question. And, of course, it made her. She got emotional as well. You know,
and
so
she started, I mean, totally validly crying. And, I mean, they were talking about this on, and obviously I'm kidding here. I'm not sure Booker at least was crying for real at all. But, I mean, they started talking about this on Twitter. It was either Cory Booker or Amy Klobuchar that said, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson is how we spell joy as adults. There's a tendency to do this, especially on the political left, where your opponents are kind of coming hard for your nominee. So you start describing your nominee as the most qualified, the most brilliant. Many people are calling Brown Jackson, who's a healthy person in midlife, we're calling her beautiful, magnificent. So all the absurd political theater gets involved in these sort of hearings with, you know, Anita Hill showing up and so on down the line. Mm-hmm. Whether or not this has anything to do with whether the nominee gets confirmed is, you know, at very least questionable. I think Ketanji Brown Jackson will slide through by a few votes because the Dems have a majority.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think, but meanwhile, along the way, we know what we're in for. She presented the first day, and this is what she kind of set herself up on some of these questionings, Will, is that she set herself up on the first day. I mean, for a minute, you thought, oh, my God, is she from the garment of Scalia? I mean, she's talking originalism. But yet, when you read her her judgment, her decisions, I mean, and you know, you see what's coming up. I mean, she's quite an activist. She certainly is not an originalist.
Well, it depends what you read. I mean, so obviously you can't expect a Democrat president to nominate a Republican. I mean,
of course.
Yeah. I mean, so when people say, you know, she's a bit on the left, well, yeah, she was nominated by Joe Biden. I mean, that not really compared to Sotomayor or something like that. Biden is not as radical in a lot of same issues as Obama was. But, I mean, if you actually read through her opinion, there's a considerable amount of questioning of sort of executive governmental power, which I don't have a problem with. She's actually written a brief for the Cato Institute.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting things there. And there are also some things that are obviously going to be attacked from the right. I mean, one of the things Hawley kept pointing out was that there's a softness when it comes to sentencing kiddie porn offenders.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was that these guys have certain sentencing guidelines that they're supposed to receive. And Jackson, and part of this is maybe because she's younger, and she's aware that a lot of these guys are people that are seeing an image on 4chan and downloading it. They're not filming in the basement with, you know, camera apparatus. But has never, I think, enforced at least the highest level of guidelines against convicted pedophiles, which is a little gross.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's some other things like the suspicion of state power that you're probably glad to see on the right. But again, the reality is most people on the right would prefer really any conservative justice to any justice on the left.
Yes.
And this isn't going to change the dynamics of the court if you're thinking about the left.
No, not at
right
all.
Term.
Exactly.
She's replacing Ginsburg.
Right. Yeah. It's just a pass through. I mean, she's replacing Judge Breyer, and so you get, you know.
Oh, yeah, Breyer.
Yeah, she's going to be on the same team. So there's no change there. And you're exactly right. And the thing is that happens is that the Democrat nominees, gosh, almost 100%, well, they stay true to their values and their ideologies. There's no wavering. I don't hear of much wavering. It's very rare that someone from the left crosses over. It's the people on the right. They're the ones that, they're not so ideologically fixed, right?
Yeah, I think it might just be that big city D.C. environment. It's a lot easier to move left in D.C. in the cocktail party circuit than to move
right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you want to go to that party, you better know how to vote, that's for sure. We've got Dr. Wilfred Riley with us, and our conversation will continue with him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is sponsored by Abbott. Heart failure can be a manageable condition, especially if diagnosed early. Many assume heart failure is a disease only affecting the elderly. Statistics show a different picture. Heart failure continues to be a leading cause of death across the globe, and over 6 million people in the United States have heart failure. Talk to your doctor about the growing number of treatment options beyond medication. Dr. Philip Adamson is Divisional Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Heart Failure at Abbott. He has appeared on Becker's Healthcare Podcast, CES Tech Talk, and Mass Device.
There's a myth that there aren't many options to manage heart failure. The good news is that there are a growing number of options to treat it beyond medication, such as remote monitoring and heart pumps that can help people live full and active lives.
Learn more about heart failure at cardiovascular.abbott.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Can't talk about what a woman is, the definition of a woman. We can't talk about women or men competing with women. Well, you know, you and I, we've not really talked much about Leah Thomas, but and I don't know if you saw this video the other night. There was a woman in the stand, and, you know, she was... They caught her on video, and she was saying, you know, that's a woman, that's a man in the pool. This was during the NCAA championships. And, you know, that's a man in the pool. And a gentleman in front of her goes, well, you know, what are you talking about? You know, are you a biologist? And she says, well, I'm not a vet, but I know a dog when I see one. And so, you know, it's amazing, this idea of... you know, even talking about what a woman is, and I saw some man in the street videos. People are asking, you know, they were asking, you know, what is a woman? And people are, I mean, are you kidding me? They're just so, they don't even know, and they're talking to other women. You know, what's a woman? I mean, is this what we've come down to in our culture? We're just so confused we don't even know the difference between a man and a woman anymore?
I think the idea that you have to be a biologist to define a woman, that if you were kissing someone on a date, there'd be no visual or olfactory clue that they were female is insane. Mm-hmm. The root of this is the confusion of sex with gender. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Bill, you and I are in kind of that media space. We know these terms, but it's worth reviewing them. Like, sex is what's always been considered, and what is, the definer of being male or female. Mm-hmm. In fact, until the modern kind of weirdo era, the word gender just referred to sex. But sex is really, it's as simple as it sounds. It's defined by, you know, the quote is, what gametes you produce if you talk to a biologist. But in practice, mm-hmm. that means kind of what your genitalia are.
Yes, right.
So females, and keeping this PG, but females produce rare, valuable, kind of large gametes are called eggs. This is females don't just exist among humans. They exist among all mammal predators like bears or lions. In fact, almost all mammals. So males are beings that produce a larger number of small gametes, sperm, and so on. Mm-hmm. And males tend to have some kind of device that does this. I mean, we have a penis. So that's what sex is. And sex is actually, it's reflected in chromosomal order. You can see what sex you are in every cell of your body. Like if you took a skin cell from my hand, I don't want to ramble on endlessly about this, but you'd be able to look at this and see that I am an XY, potentially XYY. I might have that variant that makes you slightly more aggressive, but male. So it's really easy to define.
Well, that extra Y only shows up when you're in the paint during a basketball competition. I know that.
I'm too small to be in the paint, effectively, it's that kind of. And that's actually, I'm not like boasting. A doctor wants something. No. You like their tests for like Y variants. Yeah. You're more likely to be successful as a man if you have it in your smart. But you can also have it and be dumb anyway. But the point is just like, you have a male chromosomal order. This is your testosterone level. You know, you want to cook less with Teflon pans and, you know, eat better because that can lower it. So none of this is a secret. The idea of gender is something that developed in the 1980s. I think this goes back to the writings of Jay Butler and so on down the line, Judith Butler.
Mm-hmm.
But gender essentially is the performance of sex. So Butler argued that if you took someone that was male and you put them in what you could call a primitive society and you had them wear sort of women's clothing and present as a woman and they had sort of stereotypical women's interests and they decorated their body as a woman in our society, that would mean makeup, hairstyle. In many cases, if you began with a feminine man, people for a significant portion of time would think that they had encountered a woman if they encountered this person. So her argument was that you can be male, but follow the cultural norms that are associated with being female, and so you're female in gender terms, if that makes any sense at all. Gender is how you present sex or how you express yourself, mm-hmm. at some level how you feel. So over the past 20 years, we've had sort of this revolution in the social sciences where people have stopped talking about biological sex in the softer social sciences, mm-hmm. and started talking about gender. So when you say that someone's a trans man, whether or not you agree with these underlying concepts, mm-hmm. when you say someone's a trans man, what you mean is that, or trans woman, what you mean is that they are a person who is biologically male, that has a penis, testicles, broad shoulders, etc., but they identify as a woman, or they mm-hmm. feel like a woman. That's literally the test. And there's no surgery required to compete in athletics short of the Olympics. The policy is what's called self-definition. So Leah Thomas is competing in the Women's Natty, the Women's National Swimming Championships, where she won one of three races, won the big race, actually.
Right.
Because Leah Thomas is, this is getting a little confusing, because Leah Thomas is someone who is a man biologically, but who identifies as being a woman. And when I try to explain this to, say, you know, the old matriarchs in my family and so on, I mean, it's just people respond by just describing this as gibberish. But it's one of those ideas like systemic racism or cultural appropriation that's come out of that kind of quasi-Marxist stew pot in elite colleges. But yeah. That's why we're seeing this.
Well, they put it on a spectrum. And it was no longer God created them man and woman. Now there's a spectrum, and now you got all these different gender options. I think it's in one California university, I think there's over 60 different gender options that you can check when you are registering for school. I mean, to what end, Will?
Well, this actually, I mean, there's a parallel between this and sort of phenomenology over on the extreme right when you get into kind of young earth creationism. Like, if you have created an entirely new concept, like if you're saying, well, if evolution's not real, this is what could be instead, you have a lot of freedom to kind of do whatever you want. And with gender, kind of getting past religion, because traditional religion and real science actually agree on how many sexes there are. But with gender, what you've done is saying, well, we don't think that what defines a man or a woman is biology. We think that what defines a man or a woman is how masculine or feminine you feel on sort of this stereotypical scale. Mm-hmm. So that does create a spectrum. I mean, you could be, for example, super straight or hyper straight. You could be very masculine and interested only in biological women and so on down the line. Mm-hmm. But you can go from there to being non-binary, which is you don't feel very masculine or very feminine, whether you're a male or a female. Mm-hmm. You can go from there to being, quote-unquote, a twink. I mean, very, very feminine. But again, you can be female or male and claim this identity. So the whole I'm sure I'm getting some of the names wrong here, but the whole concept of gender is how you feel determines what you are.
Exactly. But you know, getting back to Leah Thomas specifically, you and I are athletes. I mean, we've been involved in athletics all our lives. And, you know, and especially when competing and what is fair, I don't know how Leah Thomas, as an athlete, as somebody that would honor that, would have any I don't know, self-worth or self-exaltation by competing unfairly. And
yeah, and again, I want to emphasize, like, the gender concept I'm describing, I don't think are real. Like, you can't become a woman by saying you're a woman. It's kind of bizarre, in my opinion, and that of the traditional biological and social sciences. But with Leah Thomas, I mean, I think there are levels within level. Like, one of the most viral things I ever asked on social media was, what would happen if Leah Thomas, who used to be Big Will Thomas, a popular swimmer on the Penn swimming team,
yes,
turned around and said, this is the greatest prank of all time?
Yes.
You know, I wanted to see how myself and my fraternity brothers wanted to see how people would react to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that happened, the crazy thing about this is that nothing would have changed physically about Thomas between, you know, winning the races and announcing that this was a prank. Leah Thomas or Will Thomas has never had, you know, penile surgery, is taking, as I understand, a very low level of hormones, has never shaved down the Adam's apple. So because of the rules in NCAA swimming, they didn't have to do much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, will Thomas stay as quote-unquote a woman, or will he return to being a man at some point, you know, in terms of self-definition? These are all interesting questions. But, I mean, so assuming that this is all dead serious and that Thomas does identify as a woman, quote-unquote, currently, I mean, I don't know what the pride, the level of pride would be. Many people suspect that after winning the first race, Thomas threw the next two races, if you look at times going back over the past 2 years, that there's a level of recognition that you're going to get, you know, a mob bang after you with a rope if you win, not literally, but if you win three races at the women's nationals. I mean, you're going to have dads throwing stuff in the finals.
Yes.
So I think that probably had an effect on Thomas, like the reality of what was happening here.
Yeah, quite possibly. You bring up that's an excellent point to consider. And I think maybe even the idea herself as an athlete to say, you know, what's fair? And, you know, it's I don't know. It's just one of those things when I just, you know, as athletes, we want to be fair to the process and true to the rules. And when there's any cheating going on, I mean, it's bad enough we have it in voting, but when we have it in athletics, that's a bigger offense, I think. You know, we just can't accept that.
Over the line, Bill. it really is weird because if you got to the college level, I mean, at least recently, there's this incredible scrutiny of steroids in your body, substances in your body. I think as there should be, frankly.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, there have been guys that have been kicked off pro or, you know, college football teams, Major League Baseball teams, for things like taking ephedrine, suspended for 2-3 games, you know, forced to submit urine samples. So this is kind of a huge elephant in the room, that if you feel in a particular way about your gender or your body,
gotta leave it there. We're out of time.
Dr.
Wilfred Riley,
if
thank you,
like
sir.
Most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take...